Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hello, America, and happy Saturday. We got a good show for you, but a lot of big discussions that Amanda Head and I had on our TV show this week. I'm going to adapt them for today's podcast, Saturday. We always have great conversations. I want to start off with the man who used to oversee the policies of the U.S. Pentagon. He's a retired general, General Tata, and he is going to open your eyes with some extraordinary revelations about just how bad things are in the Pentagon, just how bad the morale is, how bad the strategy is. Why are we getting kicked out of African countries? He has a lot to say about that. And he'll kick off our show today. In the second block, we are going to talk to a young woman. You've heard her once before on this show. She survived the October 7th massacre by running and never stopping. She ran for an hour straight to get away from the Hamas killers at that concert, that famous concert where so much bloodshed occurred. And now she finds herself being doxxed here on American soil by these hateful college protesters, the ones that are trying to argue for the eradication of Israel, intimidating Jewish students, arguing for the elimination of the Israeli state, trying to suggest that there's some form of genocide going on in the Middle East. Natalie Sendanjaya is going to join us in the second half. She is a really remarkable woman. She's standing up to these doctors. She will not back down, even with her security at risk. She's going to describe why. And I think that's a really exciting conversation that we'll have. In the third block of the show, Devin Nunes, the CEO for Trump Technology Media Group, the parent company for Truth Social, the Truth Social platform, he's going to talk about a concern he has that he sent to Congress that maybe there's some manipulation of stock going on by critics of Donald Trump. Also, his plans for a streaming news service, and also just how much Truth Social changed the social media landscape. It's kind of remarkable to see news organizations having to go to Truth Social to find out what President Trump said to cover the political campaign. And by the way, all the other domino effects that has had as millions of people now flock to Truth Social. And we'll finish up with Tim Stewart, the president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association. He has always been at the forefront of stopping bad policies, trying to encourage good policies. Last year, he kicked off the Hands Off My Stove campaign, which dealt a crushing blow to liberal efforts to regulate out of existence natural gas appliances like our stoves in our kitchen, our furnaces and hot water heaters in our basement. He won that. Even Berkeley, California raised the flag of surrender. They're not going to get rid of natural gas connections or appliances anytime soon because of the work that Tim Stewart and his team did. He's got a new big plan, a plan to launch an energy contract with America to get common sense principles that both Republicans and Democrats, independents, everyday Americans, we can all agree on. We can have cleaner energy that doesn't break the bank. And we're going to talk to Tim Stewart about that in the final block of today's show. It's a really good show. I'm really excited about it. Before we go to commercial break, you know I like to shout out all of my good partners here at Just the News, at John Solomon Reports, at Just the News, No Noise, the television show. One of them are my friends at Genesis Gold Group. They're one of our newer partners. They want to help you diversify your retirement savings. These economic indicators we see, GDP underperforming, inflation overperforming, warnings about the cost of and a bubble in the real estate market, homes at an all-time high, housing at an all-time high. there are a lot of warning signs, and having all your eggs in one basket in the market right now could be a loser in the long term. Diversify, right? And one way you can do that is by putting a percentage of your retirement funds into physical gold and silver, precious metals. There's a tax-free rollover account, and it will safeguard your holdings from the turbulent markets and economic downturns that seem to be on the horizon. Jamie Dimon warning this week, a great financial executive in New York, warning this week, I don't think we're going to have a soft landing. Don't buy the soft landing rhetoric of the Biden administration. So if someone that smart is saying it, you should be paying attention. And one way you can pay attention or take some action is to put your IRA back on the gold standard. Now, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA account, the only IRA account that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call. Receive your free gold and silver guide. All you got to do is call Genesis Gold Group at 800-200-GOLD, gold, 800-200-GOLD, and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA, diversify your retirement savings. That's 800-200-4653, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit Genesis Gold Group at genesisgoldgroup.com. Go check them out. They're a great new partner for us here at Just the News. All right, when we come back, General Tata, one of my favorite interviews in the military space. He's also got a brand new book out, a fiction book that has a lot to say about big tech collusion in America. We're going to want to catch all of that right after these messages. All right, folks, as we draw near to another critical election, it's not only about casting your vote. It's about elevating your voice, making your voice be heard. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots like you and I, committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda that's sweeping across America. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into practices that inflate drug prices. They successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and they've also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC's membership grows, Washington is listening. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit AMAC, amac.us/justnews, to become a four-year member for just $30. That's a great discount. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and so much more. It's a community, not a service. Take advantage of our election year sale. 4 years for just $30 at AMAC. By joining over 2 million Americans, they can't ignore your voice in Washington anymore. Join now at AMAC, amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.
Welcome back, America. A recent report published the other day and published also over on justthenews.com revealed that the United States secretly provided long-range missiles to Ukraine as part of a $300 million military aid package approved by President Biden. Now, American officials told the AP that Ukraine has just begun in using these missiles in the last 2 weeks, but would not provide the exact type or number of missiles that were provided. The move had been avoided for months out of concern that the powerful artillery could escalate the conflict. So to continue discussing this story, we're excited to welcome on our second guest of the evening. He's a retired Brigadier General in the United States Army and Undersecretary of Defense for Policy during the Trump administration, General Anthony Tata, and he joins us now. General, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Amanda and John.
Yeah, good to have you, sir.
Yes, sir. We are happy to have you. And I want to start with the fresh news of this $95 billion aid package, $61 billion of which going to Ukraine. I know a lot of people say Ukraine can't win without this money. Kind of seems like they can't win with it. It seems like we are changing the tires on a car with a busted chassis. It doesn't seem fixable or winnable, but I would love to get your take.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, actually, the changing the tires on a busted car. So I believe is that just providing money does very little for Ukraine or for NATO, for that matter. And ostensibly, we're there to protect the U.S. vital interests of having a whole and healthy NATO, protecting Western capitalist markets with whom we trade. The whole Marshall Plan was set up to do that. So the bigger picture is to stop the Russian invasion in Ukraine and push them back, perhaps, so that the whole of NATO and the whole of Western Europe and the whole of the capitalist markets with which we trade remain intact. So with all that, there's no strategy. There's no vision. The president has not articulated any kind of vision other than pumping money and equipment over to Ukraine. There's no diplomacy going on. There's no effort to talk to Putin and see if he can't back down or what, you know, finding a solution like we did in the Balkans. It's very similar to the Balkans. You had territorial claims. You had Serbia attacking the Bosnian Kosovo and Croatia and Herzegovina. And Clinton and Wes Clark hammered all that out. This, of course, has a nuclear element to it. And so it's a bigger deal. But it doesn't mean that we can't apply all the levers of national power, such as diplomacy, such as our military. And I think our military rotating brigade combat teams into Poland and Romania, those are what we call flexible deterrent options. They're shows of force. I think those are okay to do that. But to just give them money, give them equipment, and not have any surrounding economic and diplomatic effort, or at least anything that's meaningful, I think is useless, because it's again, just kind of leading with the Defense Department and Antony Blinken. I don't know what he does, but he's certainly not doing anything here.
Yeah. Yeah. The lack of any diplomatic conversation. I think it's hurting so many allies across the world, too. I've had a lot of them raise that as a real missed opportunity. Sir, you did such an extraordinary job creating fresh vision for a Pentagon that sometimes lacked it in your policy world. You did such great work there. There is this extraordinary rescission of the military's capability to fight the war on terror right now. First, it started with the withdrawal in Afghanistan, but now Niger and Chad. Just this week, we lost two strong footholds in the African continent where we've been fighting the war on terror. How did we miss these warning signs in Africa? Where did we go wrong, and how big a threat is it to national security?
Well, John, Amanda, I think when you leverage your intelligence community on your political opponents domestically, you miss a lot. We missed Afghanistan and the Taliban. We missed, quite frankly, we missed Russia and Ukraine. Remember, right. They offered Zelensky a ride out, right, on the eve. You know, they offered to decapitate the Ukrainian government on behalf of Putin. That's how the headline would read if it were Trump. And then they missed Hamas and Israel, and they're missing what's going on at the border. So it doesn't surprise me that they miss what's happening in Africa. And I'll just take you back to October of 2020. We used Agadez and Niger. We did a hostage rescue about a week before the election. It was a high stakes thing. A million things, as both of you know, can go wrong anytime you're applying combat power anywhere. Right. And we had special operations involved, highly classified mission, but it was successful. And President Trump didn't beat his chest about it. He said, "Okay, great, you got the guy back. We JSOC and other elements successfully rescued this guy." But that base in Niger and other bases in the area were key to that, and the application of intelligence gathering entities like drones and so forth out of Agadez are critical to understanding what's happening in that region. So Russia's come in. It's been a real. It would make headlines if Trump were in office, because Russia's a real factor here. And it's a little bit like they've been holding us hostage, and we're following our tail out of there.
Yeah. General, I wanted to ask you a bit of a broader question. You know, a lot of these adversaries are not new. They are newly inflamed, but they are not new. And the common thread among anyone we have on the show who is well-versed in foreign policy, whether it's military like yourself or governmental, the common thread is that the perception of this administration is fecklessness and weakness and a lack of a clear vision with respect to foreign policy. Considering 7 months from now, there could be someone else who will eventually be taking over the Oval Office and those executive duties. Are you concerned that there could be something that happens between now and then because of what could happen in November?
Yeah, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned that, this wide open border has allowed who knows what to come into this country. You have Ray covering his rear end by kind of the FBI director coming out and saying, oh, something could happen in the next 6 months. I think the intelligence is such that it might could, and it would be horrific and horrible, and it would be on this administration, but they would blame it on Trump for somehow, some way. But I am very concerned that the intelligence community, as I mentioned before, has been focused on Catholics and PTA moms and Christians and all the wrong things, political opponents of this administration, to the detriment of securing the American people. And that is a very real issue. We have to find a way to apolitically apply the intelligence apparatus so that we can protect the American people. And what's that called? That's called America First. That's called putting U.S. citizens first. And I think President Trump has it right when he talks about that. And I was talking to him the other day, about 2 weeks ago, and he said, this next 7 months will be one of the most dangerous times in our history. And I believe he's right. And I think both of you are right in having this conversation, because there are real threats out there that this administration and trying to have it both ways has ignored. And now, the cake is sort of baked, and it's just where is it going to manifest? And I mentioned the intelligence failures. You had Taliban manifest in a way, you had Ukraine manifest in a way, and you have Hamas manifest. And so how is the border, porous border, going to manifest?
Yeah, such an important question. Sir, you've done so many extraordinary things in your career at the Pentagon, in the military, transportation secretary, running a school district, a major school district, but you also find time to write 16 books. You've got a brand new one, The Phalanx Code. I'm planning on this for my summer reading. Tell us a little bit about it. I know it's a fiction book, but it has a lot of reality in today's media tech collusion world, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for that. Macmillan St. Martin's Press is my publisher. Phalanx Code is the third in a series. You can read them independently, but they all kind of tie together. And Garrett Sinclair, the protagonist, is the hero of this book, in this series. And he's a JSOC commander, and he leads a special mission unit called Dagger Team that does stuff that the president tells him to do. And he's got a relationship with the president from through his wife. And so Phalanx Code is all about big tech. Think worst instincts of Google and Facebook and the digital carnivores out there, faced off against X and Elon Musk and those trying to do decentralized Wi-Fi, decentralized finance, and protect individual liberties and information and data and finances. And it's It's a David and Goliath, the jackboot of Facebook and Google on the neck of the little guy, and Sinclair gets pulled into this struggle between technological fascists and Joe Lunchpail.
I love it. I love it.
16 books. I mean, clearly they are entertaining. They also seem cautionary. Do you intend that?
Yeah, I've spent a lifetime, Amanda, thinking about what the bad guys can do to my troops. And now I extrapolate that out to the world of fiction. And there's a lot of material out there thinking about, what's the worst thing that can happen and how do you protect against it? And I kind of apply that methodology in my writing, and it seems to work.
That's outstanding.
Tell everybody very quickly where they can go find it.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores are everywhere. It's been out 8 weeks now, and it's done very well.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. A real survivor of the October 7th massacre, now facing doxing here in the United States. Talk about adding injury and insult to an already terrifying experience in life. You're going to want to hear this next interview right after these messages. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JustNews. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JustNews. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Welcome back, America. It's been about 7 months since Hamas launched its terrorist attack and atrocities on Israel. So much has happened since then. A big war has broken out. America's aflame on its college campuses. Earlier this year, Amanda and I had the privilege of speaking with one of the survivors of that massacre. She was at the Israeli Music Festival that morning during the attack. She shared her harrowing story. I know you all remember it. I remember it like it was yesterday. Well, she has never stopped speaking out. She has been out there fighting for Israel, fighting against this hatred that we see all across this world right now. But it comes with a cost. There's been a lot of efforts over the last few months to dox her and to silence her, into not talking about what happened and calling truth for what it is. We're lucky to be rejoined by our good friend Natalie Senandaji right now. Natalie, good to have you back on the show.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
What you've been through on October 7th would be harrowing enough, but what's going on since then, the continued hatred, the continued effort, tell people what this doxing's been about. What have they been doing to you?
It's basically trying to instill fear in me to get me to stop speaking out. It started a few months ago. Apparently my number was posted on a website and I was getting hundreds of texts and phone calls a day. Most of these texts were just hate speech, saying, "We're going to kill you," sending me photos of guns, knives, random street corners saying, "We're near your house, we're coming for you." And I just tried to, you know, block all of them. Obviously, it was annoying getting all these messages every day, but I just tried to block it out and tell myself, like, it's fine, like, they're not actually near you. And recently, someone reached out to me to notify me that a lot of my personal information was posted in a Telegram chat. And it was my phone number, my address, all my social media. And they were telling people in this chat to go to all my social media accounts and to report me as like a hateful account, like a hate speech, pretending to be someone else. And I've noticed that I am shadow banned on Instagram, and that anytime I'm sharing something about what I've been through, I don't get that many views. And that's their way of kind of trying to silence me. If they can't scare me into not talking, they're going to get me shadow banned. And it's working, and it's unfortunate.
Goodness.
Unbelievable.
You know, censorship and shadow banning on social media is one thing. Threatening someone's life via their physical location is quite another. Have you had to hire security? Have you had to move? What are you doing to protect yourself?
Up until now, I haven't, you know, hired any security. I haven't gone to those measures. I'm just trying to keep my information as private as possible and take whatever measures I have to kind of online to keep my information secure. But I haven't gone to the extent of getting security just yet.
Have you been able to involve the police, or should the police be involved in this sort of behavior, given that it's very threatening?
Yes, I've definitely gotten them involved. I'm making reports. It's just unfortunate, you know, like, as if it's not bad enough to to go through a terrorist attack and survive that, and then come home and then to have your life threatened all over again on an almost daily basis. It's definitely not fun. It's not great, but I'm not going to let it stop me from speaking out. To me, it's so important to speak out about what happened, to continue spreading the truth as much as possible.
Yeah, it's essential.
Yeah. I love that it has just made you bolder and louder. My concern, though, is that for Jewish Americans across campuses across America, as we've seen, are being threatened as a result of these riots and these protests. Do you feel like the resolve that you experience, that boldness and you know, the increase of your volume, is going to be the same thing for them? Are they going to get louder and bolder? Because they should.
Honestly, I keep telling people, you know, as someone who survived the October 7th attacks, like, I felt that my life was in danger for those hours when I was running from the Hamas terrorists. But I always tell people, I can't imagine what it's like being a student on campuses right now. I feel like their life is constantly in danger. And from what I've been seeing, they like, Jewish students are escorting each other to class so that nobody's walking alone. It's so insane to me that that's a necessary thing that they have to do. But their lives are in danger. It's getting really bad, and it's very unfortunate. And it really just drives me crazy. You know, as someone who, this war really touches on every part of who I am as a person. I'm a Jewish woman born to Iranian and Israeli parents, and I survived the October 7th terrorist attack. There's no part of this war that I don't understand, but it's so clear to me that all of these people on college campuses do not understand what they're talking about. They don't understand what they're, you know, fighting for or supporting. And it's very upsetting, and it's very unfortunate to see how many people are so brainwashed, and that they've taken that brainwash to the point where they're hating a group of people. They're hating on other students that not too long ago, they were sitting side by side in class with these students. They were friends with these students, and suddenly they're threatening their lives. It's insane how much it's escalated.
Yeah, that's the word that comes to mind. Insanity. It really is. Natalie, the media often are calling these protests anti-war protests, but that's not what I see when I watch these campuses. I see anti-Israel, anti-Jewish hatred. It's really not about a war policy. It's about eradicating a faith in a people, in a country. Is it unhelpful? What do you say to the media organizations that try to downplay these as just classic anti-war protests?
When people are chanting in their protests, "Intifada now," simply look up the definition of intifada. That is not anti-war. I'm sorry. There's nothing anti-war about that. And to downplay it is to make these people feel like what they're doing is okay. We need to talk about how serious it is. Downplaying it is just putting more people at risk.
That's a great point.
Natalie, I wanted to ask you about some T-shirts that the NRCC is putting out that say F Hamas. It seems like they are fighting back in their own way. What do you think about this type of fight back? Because it seems like it kind of plays into a little bit of the youthful narrative and the boldness that you've been talking about.
I mean, honestly, I've contemplated, you know, like walking around with shirts like that myself, and like putting stickers on my laptop and whatnot, and just being as loud as possible. Sometimes I do feel like that's like putting myself at risk even more. And I do think that we need to fight back in a way, and we do need to like be proud and wear it loud. But at the same time, it can be putting yourself at risk. I said the same thing about the Jewish Star necklace. Like when I first started speaking out, I remember one of my friends reached out to me and he said that he was tucking his Jewish Star into his shirt. And that after he heard me speak about how important it is to stay proud and to not let them instill fear in you, he decided to wear his Jewish Star necklace outside again. And I saw him recently and I told him, you know, like as happy as it made me that my words inspired you, I was also a little bit nervous, like, oh, I hope I'm not putting my friend's life at risk. It really goes both ways, you know, like it's great to be proud and it's great to be loud and try to be as loud as they are because they are very loud. But it can also be risky.
I never thought I'd think that the land of liberty, where liberty was born, would be a place now where free speech and free faith would be put people's lives in jeopardy. But that's really what we're living. We've got about a minute left. I want to ask this. A lot of these groups get funding from the student campuses and from the universities, from the student activity fees. They also get a lot of money, clearly, from nonprofits that are fomenting this. How important is it to maybe stop the flow of money to these groups that have created this hatred and this insecurity on campus?
It's incredibly important. It's horrible that people are donating to such an unjust cause, to a cause that is causing so many students who pay to be at these schools feel like their life is at risk and are now, you know, reverting to like online class and hybrid class because they feel so unsafe. Like this money can be going to such better causes. Like they shouldn't be going to making people feel like their life is in danger.
All right, folks, we got a good one right after the commercial break. My good friend Devin Nunes, the CEO of the company that runs Truth Social, here to talk about their new streaming video television service they're building and so much more right after these messages.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right. Well, a guy who knows a thing or two about the lack of neutrality in the news media, he fought it all the way through Congress. He still fights it every day as the CEO of the Trump Technology Media Group. He is the head of Truth Social, our good friend Devin Nunes. He joins us right now. Congressman, good to have you back on the show.
Great to be with you guys. And of course, what a better day than Fake News Friday. We used to always call it that.
That's
fake
right.
Congress was the fake news. They had this old tried and true philosophy. or kind of tactic. They would drop some fake news Friday afternoon.
That's right.
Friday evening. And then they would play the same game with all of their talk shows that nobody ever watches anymore that came on Sunday morning. So come out Friday night, Saturday, they get everybody prepped, and then they'd hammer down on conservatives on Sunday morning. It's so pathetic to watch. I mean, they keep doing it, but you're exactly right, John and Amanda. It really is a disaster in the news business. And look, it's why I left Congress to build True Social with Donald Trump, because we are building amazing technology. We're doing things and creating technology that allows places like Just the News and other people who actually want to report the facts a place to be, a home. And we're building that. We're building it at rapid speed. We've done it very efficiently. And that's why you see the day after day after day, fake news attack after fake news attack against True Social. But as you know, we fight back. So, you know, we have multiple defamation suits that we've brought against the fake news, because what are they doing? They're trying to harm our company. And we are here to protect our retail shareholders, plain and simple.
Yeah, and that you've done. And I want to get to something you sent to Congress in a second. But first, I want to, a lot of people are buzzing about what I think is going to be the next great feature on True Social, and that is the beginning of a streaming video service. The merger of a great streaming lineup with an incredible free speech platform like True Social could be really transformative. Can you give us a quick update on where you are in that process and when we might start to see some really exciting content flowing through?
Yeah, look, we've been testing this for a while. Those people, we have thousands of people that are on the test app, and it's working very well. So it's one thing, we're going to be able to put television shows, television channels into True Social. So you'll be able to watch Just the News while you're scrolling through True Social.
I love it.
Now, the bigger platform that we're building, it's all the same technology, is a traditional OTT app, plain and simple. What is that? It'll be an app that you put on your phone, your tablet, or at home on your television, just like you see if you're familiar with Netflix or Fubo or Sling. We're taking the best of all of those, just like we did at True Social, taking the best of the features that are on the other social networks. We're doing the same thing, taking the best of the cut the cord OTT platforms, putting it into one app. And so the key is we're building our own TV CDN. We're in the process of doing that. We've been testing it now for a while, but we're now scaling it. And hopefully, look, as soon as we have news to announce on it, we will do it. We're doing it in three phases. But the goal is to give a home to content that has been either outright banned or shadow banned by these big companies that just don't want. They want the old relic dinosaur news agencies. They don't want the new exciting news that actually is just the old news, the way that news used to be. That's what I respect about Just the News and you guys.
That's really great. That's exciting stuff.
It is. Yeah. Okay. And speaking of relic news agencies, they're reporting on DJT stock. It seems like every time it took a dip, they were doing a victory lap. They failed to be reporting, though. I think at closing bell today, it ended near $40. So that's definitely not bad. But you have called on the House to look into potential illegal and unlawful manipulation of DJT stock. What do you expect them to find?
Well, we have an amazing group of retail shareholders. And in fact, I've said, look, if the big institution, the investment banks and the market makers, if they don't want to buy our stock, fine. But if you're going to short the stock, that's also okay. But you better have a real stock on the other side, a real share on the other side of it. That's the way I always thought that it worked back in the old days. I used to trade ag commodities back when I was involved in agriculture before I even went to Congress. But it appears like this is not how the stock market works, which I think is a little shocking for many people to learn. And so all we want to make sure is that if you have a share and you have it loaned out and you want to, and somebody shorts the share, does it all balance at the end of the day? Because if it doesn't balance at the end of the day, we have a problem. And look, when I notified the NASDAQ last week, I said that we were going to be taking this to Congress. We're going to be looking at all the laws that are applicable, because many times when some of these funds have been caught doing this, it's years later that they get busted and they pay a small fine. Well, what really needs to happen here is the RICO statutes apply. And so we have asked the Congress to look into this, because if there are people colluding to do things that are illegal, thinking that they're just going to get a slap on the wrist. Well, that's totally different when people conspire to mm-hmm. commit RICO charges, RICO offenses. And I think that's if it's happening, we're not saying that it is, but we're saying that everything here looks suspicious. It just looks suspicious because we know we have this dedicated retail shareholder base of great people who, in my estimation, you know, want to hold the stock for the long term as we build out this alternative ecosystem, people that believe in free speech. And look, the reason that I, John, is, and Amanda, as you know, I mean, I've run many investigations, and I will tell you, I'd prefer not to have to run an investigation because, you know, we have a company that's exciting, and I like to build it, and I like to build technology and focus on all of those fun things. But if they want us to run an investigation, we will. And typically the way it goes, when you announce that, hey, there might be a problem, typically the people that there might be a problem with, what do? They come forward quickly and they say, hey, you know, Devin, this is not happening. Let me explain to you why you may think this is happening. But you send a letter basically saying quickly, we're not doing this. This isn't happening. Now, we've been a week here since we first notified the NASDAQ. There's very few players that are potentially involved in this. So where are the letters? Where's the phone calls? You know how to find me. I'm not a hard guy to find. They all have lobbyists and consultants that they pay millions of dollars to. They know how to get a hold of me. They know how to get a hold of the NASDAQ. They haven't done it. If they're not doing that, that tells me that we must be over the target, and we need to look at this more closely because we will defend our shareholders at all costs. Innocent people that want to invest in a company that's building a free speech platform. We haven't come this far over and went through all of this nonsense for the last 2.5 years to become a public company to then have bad actors do something to these retail shareholders. They don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. And we're going to make sure, working with Congress, that in fact people come clean. They need to hold their records because there will be an investigation here, and we're not done. It won't just be the Congress. We'll continue to do more.
Yeah, there's some really important oversight issues that I'm sure Congress is going to dig into for sure. Devin, we just got a minute left. I want to just reflect for a second. It's been 2 years, lots of battles. When you started this, Donald Trump was kicked off social media. He had gag orders against him. Today, everyone quotes Truth Social, if nothing else, for the news that Donald Trump makes every day. And his campaign revived itself in many ways by putting out those five-minute policy speeches that showed how substantive his 2024 campaign is. It's an amazing contribution to politics and free speech. Have you had much time to reflect on just that contribution? We've got about a minute left.
You know, we're just trying to build a great platform here, John, but you're exactly right. People that got on the platform early, whether it was Just the News and John Solomon or President Trump, they're having amazing interaction. And that really is the key. I mean, President Trump he's proven that he didn't need any other platform. And quite frankly, you know, now that we have capital, we're beginning to get out there. We're marketing. We continue to bring on more users. This is something that we have to do. I always say that Truth Social is the beachhead against big tech. And from there, we're going to build out the rest of the ecosystem so that, you know, no one, if you're out there producing content, whether you're small or you're large, like Just the News or Real America's Voice, you have a home. We're building that home for the long run. This company will be there to protect free speech off into the future and not relying on these big tech tyrants. And for sure, it'll be something that we, you know, continue to build out more.
All right, folks, we're going to finish up this Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports with a great conversation about energy common sense, energy security, something that Joe Biden doesn't seem to have a monopoly on. Americans very upset with his energy policies, the cost of energy to heat your home, power your car, not happy about the failures of the electric vehicle industry. Tim Stewart, president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, here to talk about all of that, plus put on the table a new big idea. Last year it was hands off my stove, which stopped the effort to eliminate gas stoves in our homes. This one, an energy contract with America that Republicans and Democrats alike can rally on. We'll talk to Tim with that right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, everybody. Just last month, the Texas oil and natural gas industry shattered job records, which may come as a surprise to you because you may have seen reports that the Biden-Harris administration might be calling for a climate emergency declaration. Well, heck, I've even read recent reports that show that the duo might just keep draining our strategic petroleum reserve to make gas cheaper because their energy policies are so bad. However, much more of the regulatory chaos and changes in industry rules continue to throw a wrench into what used to be one of the greatest and freest energy economies in the entire world. So here to talk about the absolute failures of car companies trying to sell electric vehicles to customers who really don't want them is someone much more reliable than an EV battery in the winter's cold. He is Tim Stewart, and he serves as the president of U.S. Oil and Gas Association, and he joins us virtually now. Tim, welcome back to the show.
That's a lot to unpack there, Amanda, but it's great to be with you. Thank you very much.
I have even more to unpack because I want to zero in on GM. Their Q1 numbers came out. 16,400 deliveries of EVs compared to almost 600,000 vehicle deliveries overall. For those who like the proportional perspective, that's less than 3% of those deliveries were EVs, and I'm still seeing them on GM lots, which means that even though they got delivered, they're still not getting bought. Are car companies getting the message?
Well, I think so. And frankly, GM, Ford, they're grateful for the big SUVs and the pickup trucks because they're keeping them above water. Yes. Right there. You know, you touched on it. This is the market versus a command economy approach. The Biden administration is saying to automakers, and stay with me here, they're saying, look, we're requiring you as automakers to make something you don't want to make. So the people that we are forcing to buy something that they don't want to buy will have something to buy that they don't really want. And that's where we're at right now. You know, as a Ford shareholder, for example, I'm relieved to see that they're finally coming to their senses, so to speak, and they're kind of pushing back on the central planning approach with these five-year plans that will be X amount of EVs by 2032. They're coming around to the fact that there's absolutely no subsidy that will save a business plan like this if you're trying to sell something that people don't want.
Yeah, $142,000 loss for every EV they sold in the first quarter. That is not even remotely sustainable. It's a remarkable, remarkable figure.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a winning business plan. And frankly, an 84% revenue drop quarter over quarter is not a winning business plan either. And that's what, so that I told you so moment. We warned the automakers, get in bed with an idea like this. It will not be a good idea. And I think they're learning that right now.
Yeah, create products that your customers want. Go with the marketplace, not with a manipulated regulatory scheme. And that's where they got burned, I think. There's no doubt about it. Tim, I want to talk a little bit about energy as a job creator, energy as the economic engine of this country. Inflation's up because Joe Biden drove the cost of energy up. But despite that, energy producers keep stepping into the void. They keep stepping up energy production to try to undo what the Biden administration has. In the meanwhile, they're creating record job growth. Texas just off the chart. There's a real narrative here about a tie between national security, economic security, in the energy industry, isn't there?
There really is. And there's a couple layers to this. You know, it's not just the numbers of jobs, but it's the actual salaries that these workers are getting. Average of $125,000 a year.
Wow.
John, if you can compare that to the salaries from the protest universities, the universities you're talking about today, Columbia, starting salary for a Columbia graduate, $79,000 a year. Harvard, $70,000 a year. Emory, $63,000 a year. And even University of Texas, $49,000 a year. You know, when somebody can come in with, if they're a good worker and they want to work hard, they don't necessarily need a degree from an Ivy League school to do well in West Texas. And that's something that our industry is really proud of. The fact is, the world needs what we produce in greater numbers every day. our use of hydrocarbons grows every day, and we're racing to keep pace. And so thank God we got Texas, because the public land states, they're not, their numbers are dropping precipitously due to the way the administration manages the public lands energy producing states.
That's a great point.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you said, all of this is so interconnected and it affects Americans in different areas, but to a pretty substantial degree. And Republicans have wanted to shed light on this, to shed light on the devastating policies. They held a hearing on the impact of Biden's energy policies, and Democrats didn't show up. Do they care what's happening to the American people? It's an election year.
It's really hard because, you know, my 30 years, which is way too long to be in Washington doing policy, you know, 30 years ago, energy was not a partisan issue. It was a geographic issue. And when I was working on Capitol Hill and we were running energy bills, we always had 30 or 40 Democrats who had offset sort of the 30 or 40 green Republicans in a vote situation. We don't have that anymore. Now, right now, frankly, an energy policy is considered if one member from the other side of the aisle votes for it. And we trump it out as, hey, look, it's a bipartisan thing. It really needs to get back to where it's a more of all of the above approach. It's not a zero-sum game where there's winners and losers. Frankly, the American people need more of all of the above type of energy, whether it be coal or nuclear or renewable or oil and gas. That's the only way we're going to keep our economy going, is if we take that a particular approach. And we got to set the partisan politics aside.
Yeah, we do. One of the things that you did for the entire American people this year, Tim, you helped in the last year defeat the effort to get rid of natural gas from our kitchens and our furnaces. The Hands Off My Stove movement, one of the most ingenious movements, and we've seen it now. It's collapsed everywhere. Even Berkeley, California, the idea they're going to get rid of natural gas, gone. That was a big win. I know you're working on something bigger to start to inject common sense back into energy policy, sort of have a basic set of principles we can all agree on as Americans are the right energy policies. Tell us a little bit about that effort and where it stands.
Well, and I really appreciate that. But John, Amanda, your platform was really crucial in helping launch that Hands Off My Stove campaign. And we really do appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about it where other people wouldn't have allowed us that opportunity. So I guess we all share that credit together. It was a big win. A stop is a win. But I think we got to go the next step now. You know, it's about personal choices. It's not about some bureaucrat's decision to how you and I cook at home, right? So to build on that, I think what we'd like to do going forward is to go back to the old days of the old contract with America, but make it an energy contract with America, something like that, where we as the energy industry as a whole, be it oil and gas or nuclear or renewable, we join together and we say, look, one of the first things we have to do is end energy poverty in America. We're the world's energy superpower. There's absolutely no reason why we have policies that remain in place that pit one form of energy against another at the cost of the American people, particularly those low and moderate income families. Everybody should have access to energy. So we should secure more types of all of that. And we should make it cleaner and more abundant. And we can prove that we can do that. So that's what we're excited about. I think between now and the end of the year, you're going to see a lot of us talking more about that. Let's end energy poverty. Let's have a contract with people who make decisions that impact our lives and have them work with us and say, we're not going to implement policies that pit one energy against another and make people poor. That's what we're excited about. It's going to be really fun. And we hope we can work with you all on that.
Oh, that's a certainty. That's much needed.
Absolutely. Okay. Before we let you go, you have another initiative that you're going to be soon launching. I don't want to give away all of the details, but the energy contract with America. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, it's. I think we're going to, again, we're working on this particular issue where we really sort of really team up elected officials at the federal and state and local level, both parties. Anybody who is an inflection point in a decision maker, be it on the city council where somebody may be pushing to end natural gas hookups, or at the federal level where they're pushing tax incentives for one type versus another. And it's going to be a really exciting thing. We're going to work with a lot of nonprofit groups, a lot of other energy industry folks, and we're going to make sure that people have affordable and reliable energy going forward.
All right, folks, that wraps up our Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports. Hey, be sure to go check out my friends at Genesis Gold Group. Brand new partners here. They have a way for you to safeguard your assets, those that you're saving for retirement, by moving to a tax-free rollover account with gold and silver. All you got to do to get started, call 800-200-GOLD, gold, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653, or you can visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Go say thank you. Go get their guide. Get started on this journey. Protect those valuable
retirement assets. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with a special report. Tomorrow, you're going to hear my special report of my time at the Boot Camp for Boomers in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia, one of the most important swing counties in America for presidential elections. We were there with AMAC, our good friends at Association of Mature American Citizens, election integrity, border security, common sense activism, and how everyday Americans, seniors, young people, can work together to have an impact on this election to get the right outcome on November 5th. That's going to be a great special. Be sure to check it out tomorrow. We'll have it on our Sunday brunch edition, a special report. Until then, God bless you. Have a great Saturday, this, the last Saturday of April 2024.
It's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News podcast network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.
At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.